That rejection is an inherent and necessary part of maintaining our values, and therefore our identity. We are defined by what we choose to reject, and if we reject nothing, perhaps in fear of being rejected by something ourselves, we essentially have no identity at all. The desire to avoid rejection at all costs, to avoid confrontation and conflict. The desire to attempt to accept everything equally and to make everything cohere and harmonize is a deep and subtle form of entitlement. Entitled people, because they feel as though they deserve to feel great all the time, avoid rejecting anything because doing so might make them or someone else feel bad. And because they refuse to reject anything, they live a valueless, pleasure-driven, and self-absorbed life. All they give a fuck about is sustaining the high a little bit longer, to avoid the inevitable failures of their life, to pretend the suffering away. Rejection is an important and crucial life skill. Nobody wants to be stuck in a relationship that isn't making them happy. Nobody wants to be stuck in a business doing work they hate and don't believe in. Nobody wants to feel that they can't say what they really mean. Yet people choose these things all the time. Honesty is a natural human craving. But part of having honesty in our lives is becoming comfortable with saying and hearing the word, no. In this way, rejection actually makes our relationships better and our emotional lives healthier. Boundaries. Once upon a time, there were two youngsters, a boy and a girl. Their families hated each other, but the boy snuck into a party hosted by the girl's family because he was kind of a dick. The girl sees the boy, and angels sing so sweetly to her lady parts that she instantly falls in love with him. Just like that. And so, he sneaks into her garden, and they decide to get married the next freaking day, because, you know, that's totally practical, especially when your parents want to murder each other. Jump ahead a few days. Their families find out about the marriage and throw a shit fit. Mercutio dies. The girl is so upset that she drinks a potion that will put her to sleep for 2 days. But, unfortunately, the young couple hasn't learned the ins and outs of good marital communication yet, and the young girl totally forgets to mention something about it to her new husband. The young man therefore mistakes his new wife's self-induced coma for suicide. He then totally loses his marbles and he commits suicide, thinking he's going to be with her in the afterlife or some shit. But then she wakes up from her 2-day coma, only to learn that her new husband has committed suicide. So she has the exact same idea and kills herself too. The end. Romeo and Juliet is synonymous with romance in our culture today. It is seen as the love story in English-speaking culture, an emotional ideal to live up to,